Willie Hallahan. Hey, Willie, how are you?
Good, Marshall. Thanks for having me on. For the next to the last time, I'm going to tell you about the Wonders of Winter Art Show. I've talked about it repeatedly and often, but it's worth repeating for all of this week, ending Sunday. The Wonders of Winter Art Show in downtown Salisbury, six different locations. I'm told 20% of the artwork has been sold, which is remarkable. The prices of these paintings have ranged from $500 to $12,000 each. And even though they've been sold, they're still hanging. I mean, they will remain there for the duration of the show, so you can enjoy them. But if you haven't seen the show, I do recommend that you go and check it out. Go to salisburyassociation.org for all of the details. Some of the proceeds from the paintings will this coming Friday, the 7th through the 9th, is the Jimmy Welsh 23rd Annual Memorial Hockey Tournament. This is a big, big tournament for the youngsters up from ages squirts up through bantams. It's being held at the Berkshire School, at the hockey rink there, and it's organized by the Berkshire Rattlers Youth Hockey, and it is their major fundraiser. Now, Marshall, on to Jump Fest. At long last, this coming Friday, February 7th through the 9th, it's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Some of the best jumpers in the East, and oftentimes some of the best jumpers in the country, will be coming to this event. Friday night is a fun night for them. They're jumping, trying to land on the target that's been painted on the landing hill for prizes. Saturday becomes serious jumping, where it's judged for distance and style points. They'll be jumping for local trophies from the Sherwood family. Sunday is the big day. That's the Eastern Championship. This is the most serious competition for the kids. They're vying for spots on the junior national team. It's a big, big deal. Friday night, it's kind of the fun night, the rock and roll night at Satry Hill. The kids are jumping. The place is lit up, of course. It's a nighttime event. We got bonfires going, food and beverages for sale. As I said, the kids are jumping. It's a relaxed night for them, but it's fun to watch. As they try to land on the target for prizes, after which, roughly 8:30, whenever the target jumping ends, then the human dog sled race takes over. This has become a huge part of Jump Fest weekend. These are teams of six people, five people pulling the sixth person on a sled that the team designs. The sled can be as simple as an inner tube or a plastic sled, or as elaborate as you want to make it. It helps if you need to have some level of fitness, because you're running through snow, packed snow, but it gets chopped up. The course is 0.3 mile, and out, down, and back. There's a downhill and an uphill, and they're competing for trophies, three different divisions, men's, women's, and mixed. And it's a gas. And if you're interested and you're still trying to put together a six-person team, you've got right up until Friday afternoon and evening. You can just come and register then. Of course, we prefer earlier just to get a feel for how many teams we have, but you could literally come at the last minute and sign up. I have to be 18 and over for that. Saturday, as I said, is the Salisbury Invitational ski jumps. The same jumpers will be there jumping in earnest this time. Saturday's a fun day. I like to, if I can break away from the ticket booth, walk through the crowds and just get a feel for things. And one of the things I've seen year after year is these crowds of people are all in such a good mood. People, they seem to sense that this is something special they're seeing. Many of them have been there before. They know what to expect, and they're just happy. They're cheering. They're ringing their cowbells and having a good time, standing next to the fires if it's particularly cold. It just gives me such a good feeling that people are enjoying themselves, and I hope that I think with all the buzz we've been getting this year, particularly in the media, I feel like we're going to have good crowds this year for sure, weather permitting. Then Saturday night is the snowball at the White Hart Inn. It runs from 8 to 11:30. The Steve Dunn Band is playing. There are raffles and silent auctions. And that's a good time. The White Hart is a great venue for that. And then moving on to Sunday, It's the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. This is the big deal for the jumpers. Their efforts in this competition determine whether they can make the junior national team, which is a big deal for them. It's a couple steps below the Olympics. As history has shown, some of them who jump here in Salisbury will go on to the Olympics and represent the United States. So you very likely will see future Olympians at Jump Fest. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. We've been waiting a long time for this, it seems, and here it is a week away.
Pretty much it. And it's great because if you go to jumpfest.org, they've got a live webcam, and you can see right now they already have snow all around down on the base. And I would say up about maybe about halfway up the, I don't know what they call it, I call it the landing run.
The landing hill.
And you can actually watch the progress as they go. So if anybody is ever wondering if there's snow at the ski jumps, you just jump on to jumpfest.org and you'll see.
That's right, and I'm glad you brought that up because it astonishes me that for 94 years we've been doing this, but people still don't know quite often what we do there. We make our own snow, even though it's brown around the ground. We make our own snow, and we have plenty of it. We've been making it every cold night. We tend to think that, okay, it's been warm every day. Well, it's been cold a lot of nights, and we've made mountains, literally mountains of snow. And we wait. The reason you see it partway up the landing hill is that we're just setting the base. Right. And then when we absolutely have to, then we start spreading it around everywhere. In one day, we can have everything all ready to go. But there's plenty of snow. Even if there's none where you are, we have it over at Satre Hill.